Jewish Security Group warns of alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses. By Joshua Kaplan on October 29, 2023. College campuses in the United States have experienced an alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents as pro-Palestinian protests demonstrate against Israel over its response to Hamas's unprecedented terror attack on the Jewish state, according to an organization that assists the Jewish community with security matters. The Jerusalem Post reported. Since the Hamas attack, Secure Community Network, SCN, has logged 94 incident reports on college campuses. 15% of the 614 incidents it has logged across the country this month. October 2023 is on track to register more anti-Semitic incidents than any month ever recorded since the group's founding in 2004. Some of these incidents have received significant attention, such as the events at the Cooper Union in New York City last week, when a protest claiming support for Palestine surrounded the school library and pounded on its glass windows, chanting, while a small group of Jewish students watched from inside. Watch, fearful pro-Israel students allegedly stuck in library surrounded by angry pro-Palestinian mob. SCN CEO Michael Masters said in a statement, "The rise in incidents on our college campuses exposes the utterly insufficient response by a disturbing number of educational institutions in response to vocal support for foreign terror groups and rank anti-Semitism." Related video, Tim Scott to Republican Jewish Coalition, cut out the rod of anti-Semitism on campus. Following the attack, student groups at colleges across the U.S., namely Harvard University, expressed support for the Palestinians and even went as far as to suggest Israel was to blame for the assault that killed 1,200 people and left 4,500 injured. Harvard responded tepidly to the student group's anti-Israel sentiments and defended their freedom of expression despite its lackluster support for free speech on its own campus. Watch, ADL CEO, Harvard clearly not educating students if their students defend the fascism of Hamas. Some college donors, including the Wexner Foundation and private equity titan Mark Rowan, announced that they would cease financial support for Harvard and University of Pennsylvania, respectfully, due to their inadequate condemnation of the terror attack on Israel. "We are stunned and sickened at the dismal failure of Harvard's leadership to take a clear and unequivocal stand against the barbaric murders of innocent Israeli civilians by terrorists last Saturday, the Sabbath and a festival day," the Wexner Foundation said in a letter on October 16. "Since then, many of our Israel fellows no longer feel marginalized at HKS, Harvard Kennedy School. They feel abandoned, our core values and those of Harvard no longer align. HKS is no longer a place where Israeli leaders can go to develop the necessary skills to address the very real political and societal challenges they face." The foundation concluded by stating it would cut its financial and programmatic relationships.